friends. Today's story is The Three Spinsters by the Brothers Grimm. I liked this story. It just gives you a hope that if you're lazy, even then you can be lucky. Let's listen to the story. There was once a girl who was lazy and would not spin. No matter how her mother tried to persuade her to do it, she simply refused, point blank. At last, the mother became angry and lost her patience and gave the girl a beating so that she cried out loudly. At that moment, the queen was going by. As she heard the crying, she stopped. Going into the house, she asked the mother why she was beating her daughter so that everyone outside in the street could hear her cries. The woman was ashamed to tell of her daughter's laziness, so she said, "I cannot stop her from spinning. She's forever at it. And I'm poor and cannot furnish her with enough flax." The queen was delighted and answered, "I like nothing better than the sound of the spinning wheel and always feel happy when I hear its humming. Let me take your daughter with me to the castle. I have plenty of flax. She shall spin there to her heart's content." The mother was only glad of the chance to get rid of her lazy, unhelpful daughter, and the queen took the girl with her. When they reached the castle, the queen showed the girl three rooms that were filled with the finest flax as fully as they could hold. "Now you can spin me this flax," said the queen. "And when you can show it to me all done, you shall have my eldest son for your bridegroom. You may be poor, but I make nothing of that. If you prove yourself to be as hardworking as your mother led me to believe, that will be good enough for me." The girl was inwardly terrified, for she could not have spun the flax even if she were to live to be 100 years old, and were to sit spinning every day of her life from morning to evening. When she found herself alone, she began to weep, and sat so for 3 days without putting her hand to the spinning wheel. On the third day, the queen came, and when she saw that nothing had been done of the spinning, she was surprised. The girl excused herself by saying that she had not been able to begin because of the distress she was in at leaving her home and her mother. The excuse contented the queen, who said as she went away, "Tomorrow you must begin to work." When the girl found herself alone again, she could not tell how to help herself or what to do. And in her upset, she went and gazed out of the window. There she saw three women passing by. The first of them had a broad, flat foot. The second had a big underlip that hung down over her chin. And the third had a remarkably broad thumb. They all of them stopped in front of the window and called out to know what it was the girl wanted. She told them about the awful situation she found herself in. The girl couldn't believe her ears when the three ugly women promised her their help and said, "Then will you invite us to your wedding and not be ashamed of us? And call us your cousins and let us sit at your table? If you will promise this, we will finish all your flax spinning in a very short time. With all my heart, answered the girl. Only come in now and begin at once. Of course, she would have promised them anything at all to have the spinning done in time to show the queen. Then these same women came in, and she cleared a space in the first room for them to sit and begin their spinning. The first one drew out the thread and moved the treadle that turned the wheel. The second moistened the thread. The third twisted it and rapped with her finger on the table, and as often as she rapped, a heap of yarn fell to the ground, and it was most beautifully spun. The girl hid the three spinsters out of the queen's sight, and only showed her, as often as she came, the heaps of well-spun yarn. There was no end to the praises she received. When the first room was empty, the women went on to the second, and then to the third, so that at last all of the flax had been spun. Then the three women took their leave, saying to the girl, "Do not forget what you have promised, and it will be all the better for you." So when the girl took the queen and showed her the empty rooms and the great heaps of yarn, the wedding was at once arranged. The bridegroom rejoiced that he should have so clever and hard-working a wife, and praised her exceedingly. "I have three cousins," said the girl, "and as they have shown me a great deal of kindness, I would not wish to forget them in my good fortune. May I be allowed to invite them to the wedding and to ask them to sit at the table with us?" The queen and the bridegroom said at once, "Of course." So when the feast began, in came the three spinsters in a strange guise, and the bride said, "Dear cousins, you're welcome." "Oh," said the bridegroom, "how did you come to have such dreadfully ugly relations?" Then he went up to the first spinster and said, "How is it that you have such a broad flat foot?" "With the treading," answered she, "with the treading." Then he went to the second and said, "How is it that you have such a great hanging lip?" "With licking," answered she, "with licking." Then he asked the third, "How is it that you have such a broad thumb?" "With twisting," answered she, "with twisting thread." Then the bridegroom said that from that time forward, his beautiful bride should never touch a spinning wheel. And so she escaped the tiresome flax spinning once and for all. What a lucky girl. Good night.